Friar Gooch came to his rescue, fending off the little ones. As he shepherded the abbot from the orchard, the squirrel cook pointed with his ladle at the midwest wall steps and remarked,
"Seems to be a deal of disturbance over there, Father. Did you hear young Chirk whooping? Great seasons, I thought we were under some sort of attack."
Nodding absent-mindedly, the abbot replied,
"I was certainly under attack from those dibbons. Do you know why a gooseberry has its pips inside and a strawberry has pips on the outside?"
The good friar looked nonplussed.
"Never thought of it, really."
Shaking his head, the father abbot chuckled.
"Neither did I, until Mole Babe Rubil asked me. Right, let's go and see what all the kerfuffle is about at the wall steps. Nothing as difficult as Rubil's problem, I hope."
Skipper, Mokug, Criculus and Malbin waved and cried out to them across the lawn.
"Come and see! Chirk has found the solution!"
Chirk waited until Friar and Abbot were seated on the sun-warmed sandstone steps. Skipper puffed out his chest and waved his rudder proudly.
"When you come to think of all the scholars within our walls, and who was it solved the mystery of the scroll and pouring? Ha! None other than me own pretty niece Chirk. Let me tell ye, Father, and you, Friar, this otter maid has got an head on her shoulders 20 seasons beyond her age. Ain't that right, beauty? We'll find that entrance now, sure enough."
Chirk lowered her eyes politely.
"Uncle Skip, will you stop embarrassing me in front of these good beasts and let me speak for myself?"
The otter chieftain patted her paw.
"Sorry, missy. You tell them all about your discovery. Me lips are sealed."
Chirk indicated the symbol on the paw ring.
"The leaf is 5 times 3. That's the key to it all."
She opened the scroll, pointing to the 2 bottom lines set apart from the rest.
"I wondered why this bit was written separate, so I counted the number of symbols on the line. 26, and each one is different. Now, what's 5 times 3, Father?"
An immediate answer came from the abbot.
15. Why?"
Chirk smiled secretively.
"Simple, really. Count along these signs, sir, and stop at the 15th one."
Moving his paw along the parchment, the abbot counted.
12, 13, 14, 15. Why, it's the leaf."
Chirk asked her next question.
"What's the 15th letter of the alphabet, Criculus, sir?"
The shrew did a quick count on his paws.
"Letter O is."
Chirk spread her paws triumphantly.
"Right, don't you see? Those 26 signs at the bottom are an alphabet from A to Z."
Malbin seized the otter maid and planted a resounding kiss on her cheek.
"You, Chirk, are a positive wonder."
Criculus gnawed on his straggly whisker ends.